for incidents to highlight the potency of sinful activities, by Krishna's mercy.
Vishan Mahagneha Purushadarshanad Asat Sabhaya Vanvas Kritchrata Mridhe Mridhe Nekmahartastrato Dronyastratash Chasmahare Bhirakshita. Quote, "My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poison cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashwatthama." Queen Kunti, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1824.
The advice presented by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada for furthering the life known as Krishna consciousness is utterly practical from all facets. The purpose is not to simply close the eyes for escaping the difficulties of the big, bad material world. It is not merely for focusing the mind on something better in the extended distance, for reaching a kind of utopian state. Rather, the benefits begin immediately. For instance, on the positive side, pravritti, there is the recommendation to chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Done in a systematic way, with proper controls on the settings, in an ideal environment, this chanting is equivalent to mantra meditation. There is the obvious benefit during the period of meditation. Focusing the mind on one thing. Producing and hearing a transcendental sound vibration. Creating the opportunity for remembering the source of everything and appreciating the attractiveness to every aspect of his existence. The immediate benefits coincide with the steady progress. This is for establishing a presence in the afterlife, for improving the potential circumstances for once the present life experiences draw to a conclusion. The ultimate perfection is liberation, which goes by Sanskrit terms such as moksha, mukti, and sharanagati. On the negative side, nivritti, the recommendation is to avoid four activities in particular. Meat-eating, gambling, intoxication, and illicit sex. As we will see from the review of historical incidents relating to these sinful behaviors, the outcomes are not good. The resulting experiences are anatha, or unwanted. They are not profitable under any sober analysis. This means that the regulative principles of bhakti yoga bring benefits in more ways than a person can imagine. Even if a person has no interest in worshipping Sri Krishna, in understanding transcendence, or in stopping the cycle of birth and death, an attempt at following the four regulative principles will impact them in a meaningful and positive way. 1. The curse of the sons of Kuvera. We have the historical incident of the sons of Kuvera. Life as a demigod is placement corresponding with pious behavior. Like a reward for being good. Like getting a sticker from the teacher in class, for being such a good student. As the individual always has free will, the choice remains in terms of behavior, in how that freedom will be exercised. Even with ties to the devas, the residents of the heavenly region, there is the opportunity to go in the wrong direction. This was the case with the sons of Kuvera, who one time failed to show proper respect to Narada Muni. This was due to the effects of intoxication. As a result, the two brothers were cursed to live as trees in the material world. 2. The fall of Ravana. Sita Devi referred to Ravana as Ajitendriya. This is not a flattering description. She was saying that Ravana was conquered by his senses. The description was true based on Ravana's lusting after the wife of another man. This was after Ravana already had sufficient enjoyment available in his kingdom of Lanka.
Avasya Vinshishanti Sarve Ravan Rakshasara Yeshatvam Karkasho Raja Durbuddhir Jitendriya. Quote, "O Ravana, inevitably all of the Rakshasas will be completely destroyed, for they have a person like you, who is stupid, lustful, and unable to control his senses, for their king. Sita Devi speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 48.2.
This lack of control over the senses, through indulging the inclination for illicit sex, would be the ruin of not only Ravana but also everyone under his protection. The falls are more noticeable when they take place from a significant height. Ravana had 10 heads, 20 arms, gold and jewels everywhere, and control over an opulent kingdom. All of that would come crashing down due to the mere desire to pursue illicit sex. 3. The curse of Pratapabhanu. Though in modern times the Brahmana community tends to refrain from consuming meat, in ancient times there were feasts that accompanied religious sacrifice. And in those feasts meat would be served. It was not considered sinful, due to the proper protocols in place and the lack of interest in overindulgence. At the same time, there is still danger when going down this route. One of the reasons for the birth of Ravana is a mistake committed by King Pratapabhanu. Not recognizing a formal rival, Pratapabhanu took counsel from him. The rival's interest was to destroy, not to help. Therefore, Pratapabhanu ended up mistakenly serving human flesh at a feast. The visiting guests were saved by a voice from the sky, announcing the potential peril. The Brahmanas then ended up cursing Pratapabhanu, as a result. Even an accidental mistake in the area of meat eating can have dire consequences, as the next birth was as the wicked Ravana. 4. The game of dice. The dangers of gambling should not be difficult to understand. The feverish pursuit of a quick payout can bring down even the most discriminating person. Maharaj Yudhishthira once succumbed to this vice, and he ended up gambling away the beloved princess named Draupadi. The rival party, the ones who won the bet, who cheated to gain victory, were set on embarrassing their new acquisition. They wanted to show Draupadi naked in front of an assembly of respected persons. It was adding insult to the injury of the loss to Yudhishthira. There is a silver lining to these incidents. The auspiciousness associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead brought purification. The sons of Kuvera were liberated by God as Damodara. The one who was bound by the belly to a mortar freed the two brothers from their curse. Ravana received liberation through a direct conflict with Sri Rama. Draupadi managed to call out to Krishna in full surrender. This appeal led to her dress transforming to an infinite size. She could not be shown naked, and so the failing of Yudhishthira was forgiven. In closing, giving regulative principles for removing anarthas for gambling torturing the mind, loss of judgment in wine, without mercy animals to kill, trouble with sex desire to fill. Absolved and purified through bhakti dedicated Krishna to